So I came up with this new way of notating chess. In this last round, I lasted 37 rounds. And in the 34th round, all of a sudden my left leg starts to get twisted. And I know how to notate chess the historical way, but I like the way that I notate it now. It's to me, I'm not saying the historical way isn't easy, but this way, the way that I do it now is sort of easy. It's a shame that this is like a podcast because it's a shame it's a podcast because I can I prefer to like show how I notate it instead of like saying how I notate it. And it's not like I'm going to get any money for notating chess. It's not like I'm not going to profit from it. There's no patent that comes along with it. There's no trademarking that comes along with it, I don't think. It's just another way to notate it where I make things easier. So I guess I'll try to say what it is, how I do it. So I just played around, and pretty much I use simple symbols. I use arrows and X's. And like I'll just do rounds 1 through 5. So the white is W, P, B, 2, an arrow, obviously. And then B4. Black is B, P, E7, an arrow, E6. Round 2 is W, B, C, 1, an arrow, A3. Black is B, K, and the K with a line underneath is kind of like a knight riding a horse. B8. Arrow A6. So and then round 3 is WB D2 arrow D4. And then black is BK with the line underneath representing the knight A6 and an X WP B4. That means that my white pawn from B2 was eliminated, the one that was in B4 from round 1. For round 4 is white WP C2 arrow C3. Black is BK with the line underneath representing the knight B4 arrow C6. And then round 5 is WB A3 X B BF8, which is pretty much the bishop, the black bishop. And then black is BK with a circle that represents the king. E8, WB, F8. So that's 5 rounds. So from that, I hope that's easy to understand. So I'll try to like read a line in like natural normal normal term. So white P is white pawn in line B2, and the arrow represents moves to B4. That's round 1. Black is black pawn in E7 with the arrow representing moves to E6. Round 2 is white bishop and C1 moves to A3 representing the arrow. Black is BK with the line underneath, black knight and line B8 moves to A6. Round 3 is white bishop and line D2 with the arrow moves to D4. And black is black knight with the line underneath and A6 takes with an X, white pawn, in line B, four. Or I should say column B, four. So I should say column B, line four. And round four is white pawn, and column C, line two, moves to C3. And then black knight with the line underneath, like riding the horse, in column B, line four, arrow moves to C6. And then five is white bishop in A3, X takes black bishop in F8. And then black's round is black king circled. So the knight is the line underneath, like kind of, you know, like underlined. And it's kind of like the K kind of is like riding the horse. And then the circle, because the whole goal is to protect the king from getting into checkmate. So the K is circled for king and a line underneath for K. E8 takes white bishop F8. So I lasted 37 rounds. And in my 34th round, my left leg started to get twisted. Which in my opinion, and this is all by way of Allegheny Health Network's biotech that they snuck in my body during a hysterectomy. So yeah, it was a way of me being able to, you know, I mean, well, by the fact that my leg got twisted, number one, I'm just documenting. I usually do that privately in my private recordings. But after I got the letter that I've gotten this past weekend on Friday, I figured, why am I keeping my recordings private? They're trying to take everything from me on top of using biotech on me illegally and unconstitutionally while me and my kids live in deplorable circumstances. So I feel like I don't really have any need to keep my recordings private anymore. I usually document throughout the day all the attacks that are inflicted on my body by an illegal, unconstitutional surgery that I had, which the hysterectomy wasn't illegal, but the implant that they snuck in my body during the hysterectomy is illegal, and they use my hysterectomy as cover. And instead of paying me restitution and telling the truth and following the U.S. Constitution, I'm being used and abused, mistreated, and left to live below, to me, subpar living. I'm not being protected in many ways. And whoever coded and designed the technology, someone is trying to use me to exploit the technology, but I really just feel like they're exploiting their own character. I feel like the first crime is that it was snuck in my body during a hysterectomy without my consent. And the second crime is the way it's been used on me. But I feel like I'm being pawned. And I feel somewhat in the middle. I feel like the people that did this to me have no real goal or need to protect me because what they did was criminal. And I feel like the people that are exploiting me are trying to use me for, I'm not really sure why they're hurting me this way. Like, honestly, I sometimes don't even think that it's the people that put this implant in my body that are hurting me. I always say it's a 50-50. I feel like it could be the people who think, you know, possibly this implant could take us back to 1865. It could. I mean, if it's in the wrong hands and the way that it's being used, it really could. It could take away women's rights. It could take us back to 1865. But you're using me to prove that point at my expense. And so I've said in many of my recordings is that I bear the burden. I bear the burden of someone else using biotech on me. I pay the cost of someone else using biotech on me. And it's all at my expense, someone else using biotech on me. So meaning I get hurt, and then if I react, I pay the cost, and the burden of proof is on me. And the expense, the price that I pay is on me. But the person who implanted the technology into my body, the person who coded and designed the technology that they implanted in my body, and the person using the technology on me to hurt me, they're not bearing the burden. They're not paying the cost. And it's not at their expense. They've only profited from what they put inside my body, which is pretty fucked up. While me and my kids live in deplorable circumstances. and they deny me truth, justice, and restitution under the law, which is pretty much in our country, because we live in a capitalist country, that would be a civil rights, a human rights, a medical malpractice attorney, a lawsuit against Allegheny Health Network, the designers, the doctors who implanted it, and then also figuring out the digital footprint of who they gave access to and who keeps hurting me every day with the biotech. It seems rather simple to me, but our leadership in my country has made it difficult, because science and technology is above the law. It seems to me that they care more about all that they can gain from this science and technology and less about protecting my human and civil rights and making sure that me and my kids live decently. At least that's what it looks like right now. I'm hoping that I'm wrong. I wish I want to be wrong, but the way things is looking in my house and my bank account and in my basement, I kind of feel like, and then the length of time that this implant has been in my body and the fact that I go to doctors and I file complaints, I'm starting to think that maybe I'm right. And that is sad. That's really sad. For me and for us as a country.